I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. Last night, I was at a baseball game between the Danville, Illinois Dans and the DeKalb County, Illinois Liners. These teams are in the Prospect League, a 14-team league with franchises in several states covering a broadband from Missouri to Pennsylvania. All the players are college freshmen and sophomore all-stars. Anyway, I saw two consecutive batters take called third strikes that, from where I was sitting, didn't look like strikes. One looked awfully high, the other was almost in the dirt. And what do you think both of those batters did? Nothing. They simply trotted back to the dugout. No contesting the calls, no words to the umpire, not even an ugly glance at the ump. They just turned and went back to the dugout. And I thought, if that had happened in my softball league, there would have been words said, maybe words yelled, lots of anger and frustration. Now how come these 19 and 20-year-old baseball players are so much better behaved, and more mature, if you will, than our older and should-be-wiser rec league softball players? Well, seeing how these players handled being called out on strikes, I started thinking about the major leagues, and the managers who make it a practice to throw tantrums when close calls go against them. The Earl Weavers and the Lou Piniellas of the game. These guys make a lot of enemies, but they win a lot of games. And they believe they win because they have the umpires intimidated into shading close calls their way. They lose the call they argue against, they lose when they kick dirt on the ump and cuss him out, but they win the next one, and the one after that. So I asked a veteran softball ump what he thought about the hotheads of the game. And here's what Dave the ump had to say. I'm pretty much quoting here. There are a few cardinal sins that players and coaches commit when talking with an umpire. The first is by uttering the most vulgar word imaginable to an umpire, and it doesn't have four letters. It has three. That word is spelled Y-O-U. Making it personal with an umpire is the biggest and easiest mistake a coach can make. I don't care if a coach wants to say, "I can't blank believe that call." That's fine. But if they say, "You're out of your blanking mind," bam, they're gone. I had to toss a guy last year because he said to me, "I don't know why you've got it in for our team," which is another no-no, implying the umpire is biased. We can talk about the call, you can certainly voice your disapproval, but once you say it has to do with something other than what just happened on the field, you're getting on some dangerously thin ice. Honor and integrity mean everything to an umpire, and once someone goes after it, we have to defend it at all costs. Now, coaches in the big leagues love to put on big shows, and that's what draws the crowds. Much like a hockey game, crowds love to see all physical anger break loose in front of them, and that's why they go crazy for the coaches who perform these antics. Softball umpires, however, do not allow such actions. This isn't the big show, and there's just no need for it. If a coach or player comes up to an umpire screaming, they can keep on going to the parking lot. We don't tolerate players or coaches showing us up, which is to say that they're demonstrating that they don't have to listen to or respect us. Kicking dirt on our shoes will definitely earn a tossing. As for what happens after you toss someone, well, I'd be lying if I didn't say I don't look at a person quite the same once I find out they're a hothead. It's all in the back of your mind, but you can't let that govern your calls. They'll still get the same strike zone at the plate as everyone else, the same fair foul call, and the same safe out call. Again, our integrity means everything to us. Adjusting our calls to fit a particular player or coach only shows a lack of integrity, and you might as well hang it up after that. Once the incident is over, it's over, and we just have to move on. The next game, we get right back on that horse and we start the process all over again. They'll always get a fair shake from me, even if I do have a history with that team. It's really the only way I can function as an umpire. I can't let their attitude influence my calls. I will say this, while they still get fair calls, past history can influence how long of a leash I give them if they blow up on the field. If they're known for showing up an umpire or known for getting too mouthy, I may not give them as much latitude as I would give a coach with whom I've had a more positive history. If the coach is nothing but a whiner, my likelihood to engage in a long conversation with him starts diminishing. They'll get their chance, but they'd better get to the point quickly and without committing one of the cardinal sins I mentioned before. Making it personal, or showing up the umpire. Thank you, Dave the umpire. We'll talk with more umps on this topic in a future show. For more tips on playing and managing adult slow-pitch softball, visit my website at slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.